This is CICK News.
Was Chelsea on the plane? Was she on the plane? I don't know what's going on. I don't know. All I need to know, did she make the plane?
Today on CICK News, the town of Smithers conducted a wide-ranging training exercise on Friday, May 23rd at the Smithers Regional Airport, hospital, and a number of emergency response crews, organizations, and regional systems for dealing with a mass casualty event were involved. The training was designed to develop frontline response capabilities and the coordination of a simulated EOC, or Emergency Operations Center. Participants included the Smithers Fire Department, RCMP, BC Ambulance Service, Canadian Rangers, search and rescue teams, Buckley Valley District Hospital, emergency response representatives from Telqua, Whitsett, Houston, and the regional district of Buckley-Nechako. A warning to our listeners, some of the audio that you will hear are the screams of the passengers on the aircraft at the site of the crash. These are students who are enrolled in a pre-health class who are acting like they have survived a crash. No one was actually harmed. And so you're all members of ESS.
Yeah.
Okay, and so what are some of your roles here?
My brother's gonna be out on a flight from Vancouver.
Okay.
And I wanna know what's going on.
Yeah. And the plane crashed?
We don't know that yet.
Okay.
We're going to find out.
Okay.
We don't know all the details.
How about yourself?
We don't know all the details yet, okay. But today our task is to be friends and family members of the people involved in the incident. Mm-hmm. And so we are here to help test the airlines, I guess, as to how they would respond in this situation.
Okay.
After we have all the actresses and actors and first responders are doing their thing, then you can come to the gate as you would if you were friends and family of what's going on today. You're wondering what's happened with your loved ones. You get your script, so I haven't seen them.
What's your name?
Bronwyn Young.
What's this person's name?
I don't know my name, but I know my brother's name is Danielle Carter.
Okay, so you're holding a script. Tell me where we are and what you're here to do.
Sure, so we're here at the airport for a mass casualty training exercise, and I have a role here today as a local media person, but I'm going to pretend like I know somebody on board when I really don't.
Have you participated in one of these before?
I have not. I'm really excited, and I heard that they're just putting the makeup on the teenagers because they're going to make them look very broken.
After speaking with emergency support services crew who were excited to play their roles, I caught up with two men from Northern Health with an interesting role to play in this interprofessional exercise to help simulate a lifelike scenario of a mass casualty incident to ensure everyone's ready when disaster strikes.
Okay, so I'm the regional manager for Northern Clinical Simulations. We work with the education team. Our primary task is to simulate the real-life situations. Code Orange is one of those, like which we are practicing today.
And Code Orange is?
Code Orange is massive casualty.
Okay, and you're adding blood. I heard you say that we needed more blood there. Yeah. What is this?
This is simulated blood. It is made with a special blood powder, which is specifically created for simulations, which is added with some water and some alcohol. Mm-hmm. Creates a blood-like consistency. So there are many kind of people here. They're not just, there's going to be simulation involved. There are going to be fire brigade involved. There's going to be police involved. There are going to be people from the hospital involved. So making sure all of them come together and they can actually work as a team and coordinate all through is why we do all of these practices.
Okay, I think they're going to get started soon.
Awesome.
Gentlemen, what are your names?
My name is Jasniel Dillon.
Archit Sachdeva.
I tagged along on paramedic and teacher Matt Anderson's tour of the scene. He was there with his EMR class from Kiawaget in Whitsett, where we surveyed the scene as he pointed out some of the reasoning behind how passengers were being treated and in which order.
See there, you got a red tag. Look on her wrist. See the red tag? Critical. Critical. So she needs help. Red tag on her wrist. You got to be like really paying attention when we do ours. You got to really look close. So we can come over here just a bit, just so we're out of their way. So let's see over here. She's checking her breathing right away. And I'll get into it more with you guys, but if their RESPs are below a certain level and their LOCs below a certain level, we'll talk about it. They would be, well, you tag them black, right? You tag a black and they're dying. And I know it's harsh, but like you go after reds and you leave the other ones.
After the airport, we drove to the hospital where we met with Northern Health's Health Services Administrator Cormac Hickish, who gave our small group of town councillors, MLAs, ambulance drivers, and others a tour of the simulated emergency response in the Smithers Hospital in case of an emergency. The hospital was taking the emergency preparedness very seriously, practicing real-time decision-making and logistical adjustments in a high-pressure, realistic scenario. Our tour gave us a behind-the-scenes look at how staff adapt and operate during a simulated chemical emergency, as well as mass casualty incident. The triage area was moved from the front door to the back door due to the simulated chemical contamination, and the decontamination shower is located at the back of the hospital, which is not typically used for patient care. So where they had the shower was a bit of an awkward location, which was near the morgue and support services, but the team adapted as needed. Staff were not pre-briefed on the exact scenario, so they had to pivot in real time, as it would happen in an actual emergency. Actors who played the victims at the crash site were being replaced by mannequins to simulate ongoing care. Teams were practicing realistic emergency responses, including protective measures for chemical exposure.
The call came through to ER. We do have some Code Orange resources. You see, that's where the vests come from, etc. There's signage. And so what we end up doing, the ambulance bays are actually the other side, as you might recall. So whether you're a real walk-in patient, or you're a bystander, or you're part of the exercise, you all come through the same. This is Heather Crozier from MBC, Health Emergency Management DC. He's done a lot of training, at least on the Northern Health side, to help our teams.
Mike Andrews is a principal at GetSet Solutions, a Vancouver-based firm that trains people in emergency management. They were the firm hired to run the EOC, or Emergency Operations Center, for this simulation.
See this running part of this exercise. Part of it was designed by the town of Smithers. Mm-hmm. And this is the second year we've come here. So this is part of a progression of emergency management training and exercises that the town has been undertaking in an effort to build more and more resiliency, make it, you know, refining their best practices. We want to make sure that we've got, you know, some broader perspectives and things like that. So this is what we call an Emergency Operations Center, or an EOC. And this is a whole of jurisdiction or whole of agency mechanism for dealing with an emergency situation. We're not managing the emergency from here. At the incident site, they're managing it. But if we're supporting or coordinating, if we had multiple incidents at the same time, and when I was in Bulkley in the Chaco Regional District in 2023, we had 18 fires threatening the built environment populations at the same time. So the coordination of all of those happens out of here. Operations here are fire department, police, BC Wildfire, BC Ambulance. They are senior representatives of those departments and agencies that are out there doing stuff. This is a very mature program here, and they're doing a good job.
Matt Herzog, Deputy Fire Chief for Smithers Fire Rescue. So this was one of the largest exercise of this kind in the North, and the reason for that is that we've got a live exercise happening on the ground with unifying command and multiple different agencies involved from across the North. We also have a Code Orange happening at the hospital, Bulkley Valley District Hospital, and an emergency operations center stood up at the Christian Reformed Church.
Is this feeling accurate for response times from the fire department, paramedics?
For the Smithers response, yes, it's very accurate. Of course, we sped things up with Houston Fire, Burns Lake Fire, Talqua Fire, Whitsett Fire. We had everyone staged already just to kind of help this move along. Otherwise, we'd be looking at multiple hours of response times for support from those other communities.
Yeah. What's the result of this?
This is one of the most accurate things that we can do for our responders to get as many responders involved.
And I guess just last question, just like, so what about like the public? Is there going to be kind of like a, this is what we learned, this is how you can respond best to this?
So the town of Smithers social media will do posts on the event itself and what we did. And there is an after-action report that will be developed from this that will be obviously made public, and people will be able to see what we learned from this exercise.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, no worries.
My name is Samantha Labaugh. I am the Communications and Engagement Officer with the Town of Smithers.
Okay, so it seems like we're sort of rounding up the day here. We started at the airport, hospital, and now in the EOC here. So how do you think it went?
I think it went really well. We had a really good coordinated response with regional partners all the way from Houston, Whitsett. There's a lot of people involved, a lot of moving parts, and we did a really good job, and I think we're all feeling confident with our abilities to respond to a real emergency.
Mm-hmm. What about for the people of Smithers if there was a real mass casualty incident?
Yeah.
I mean, people in this town, first off, news spreads really fast. Well, gossip can also spread very fast. Yeah. What do you think, as communications for the town, what are you taking away from this as a way to most effectively kind of get the right information out as quickly as you can?
Yeah, so the key is to get the information out first and be credible. So it's really important to follow official information. And, you know, you will see things on social media, rumors that will fly pretty fast. But it's important to always follow the RCMP's direction, the ambulance direction, as well as official sources like the town of Smithers mm-hmm. or the highways, anything like that. Follow official information sources only.
A big thank you to all the crews and agencies involved in the town of Smithers emergency response training exercise, which was one of the largest in Northern BC's history. It brought together more than 150 emergency personnel from across the region. The training was funded through the Union of BC Municipalities, or UBCM, Community Emergency Preparedness Fund. CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.